There was a great game at Etihad Stadium yesterday, Hammer.
And Jordan Dugowie kicked four goals. He had a tough start to the year. Yesterday they were two men down. Darcy Moore went to hospital. Trav Varko, he was out for most of the game. No Scott Pendlebury. A couple of youngsters stepped up. Jordan Dugowie was one of those. Morning to you, Jordan. Congratulations on yesterday. One of your best career performances, and I assume one of the best the club's been involved in since you've been there.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Obviously it was a fantastic win, so... like you boys said, a disappointing start to the year, but it's good to finally get going.
Don't like talking about yourself as a rule as a footballer in 2017, but from an individual standpoint, have you played better for the Magpies?
I think so. I'm just trying to build that consistency, to be honest. It's a tough game, AFL, and some of the players that are elite at it play consistently throughout the year, so that's just what I'm trying to build at the moment.
Jordan, you're a star, and I preface this question by saying it, but I believe that. I think you've got amazing talent. Do you feel any guilt about the fact that you and Wellesley and Jamie Elliott weren't there at the start of the year and yours was self-inflicted?
Thanks, Mike. 100%. Yeah, it's obviously, like you said, really disappointing start to the year. Pretty much let everyone around me down, so... like I said earlier on in the year, I just put my head down and focus on trying to play good football and play the faith. But it's going to take time. With me, Wellesley and Jamie out, it obviously was really disappointing for the team and probably cost us in a way. So, yeah, overall very disappointing.
The win-loss record with Wellesley in is amazing, isn't it, compared with when he's not? We all know, we all admire his talent. What else does he bring to the group?
Oh, he's just a fantastic bloke, to be honest. Especially when you see him out on the field, his leadership's outstanding. So I think he's taken that to a new level since coming to the club. But just his overall aura around the club, just trying to get teach the young boys lots of things. And he's been really good for my development, that's for sure.
And the development's really good, Jordan. Well done on your performance after a tough early start to the year, self-inflicted, of course. What I really liked most was the support that's been for Nathan Buckley from the Collingwood players has been almost unanimous, and it's been pretty loudly proclaimed, that Treloar. Yourself, Jordan, and Taylor Adams have been really strong. When that game was on the line in the balance, it was those blokes who then backed up their talk with actions. Adams was the tackle that ended up leading to the goal for Jordan. I mean, so in terms, it's going to make it a really complicated situation, Jordan. It might not be in your head about whether you re-sign Nathan Buckley, but for... Yeah, a week ago he was gone for all money. Keep playing like that, it's going to be a hard decision.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think that was the part all the players were really frustrated about earlier on in the year. And, being a head coach is a pretty tough gig, and when your players aren't performing, there's not much really you can do. So, like you said, Adams was really instrumental throughout the game. So it was just good to show that never-die attitude and really fight the game out like we did.
What about the fact that Pendlebury wasn't there? Does that then, you guys look around at each other and go, righto, we've got to step up and carry some of this load?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a massive hole to fill. He's played a couple hundred games, so that couple hundred games experience is taken away. But, like I said, the acting captain, Steele Sidebottom, he was fantastic. He just took his leadership to another level and really just met the younger boys like me, and a few others. We just had to really put our hand up and lead from the front, which I think most of us did, which was good.
And Jordan, how did your role change yesterday with the injuries to Darcy Moore and also to Trav Varko?
At the start of the game, I was sort of a little bit of mid-forward rotation, and then when Darcy went down, we sort of needed another target, another forward. So I pretty much just held forward, and we sort of just changed the game plan around it just to allow for only one tall with Reedy and the rest being small.
Jordan, when Elliot Yeo was storming into goal and looked like he couldn't miss, did you think you were done? Do you think that would have been it?
Yeah, I was actually on the bench at the time, and I tell you what, I was pretty lucky. Pretty down, and then they get a couple goals ahead, but when it hit the post, I think the spirits raised of everyone in the team.
Talking with Jordan Dugowie, who kicked 4-2 yesterday afternoon. The latest, if you could, on Trav Varko on Darcy Moore. Jordan?
Yeah, I think Ars is all good. I think he's just hurt he's got a sore neck, so I think that's all fine. But I think Marks, I think he dislocated his shoulder and knocked himself out, so I think that might be done for him.
And what about Bucks? I saw some vision as I was leaving the commentary box yesterday. Bucks grabbed a lot of the players together and seemingly spoke at length. Can you give us any insight into Bucks post-match?
Yeah, he was just really proud of our performance. He was just saying how good it was to see us put in a full quarter for performance, and when we really needed to do work, we did. So I think that's what he was most happy about.
Jordan, well done yesterday. Fabulous performance. Good luck for the rest of the year. You've got the Crows at the G next Sunday.
Beautiful. Thanks for that.